Hey Dave, this is Andrew.
I was inspired by your voicemail casts lately, and in particular your latest one about breakage. It was something I actually just blogged about a little bit yesterday. So I felt like, hey, why don't I record one as well and talk a little bit about my views on some of this. First off, I mean, I agree, breakage sucks. I've dealt with this, you know, my entire career as a developer and just as a computer user. You know, the biggest one I see usually is with old software. You know, you have all sorts of emulators and things to run old video games because you have these games that you love that just stop working one day. And there's a whole, you know, industry around preserving some of the better games, or at least the more popular ones, but there's a lot of games that if you want to play, you have to either track down old hardware and old software and just see what you can do. You're seeing this, you know, firsthand with the OPML editor, that, you know, Apple changes stuff and all of a sudden the software that you depend on stops working. And it seems, you know, particularly upsetting when it's something like your operating system changing and making all your stuff break because, you know, Apple, I think as of Q1, has something like $207 billion of cash sitting around. You can't think that they could hire a few extra developers to maintain backwards compatibility. So that's frustrating. But with what, you know, Node nowadays, which is a lot of what we're talking about in your podcast, I sort of have some different views on that. One is that Node is free. It's not something we're paying for. And it does a lot of really cool things out of the gate. And they do offer LTS, the long-term support. And so the platform, the version I'm building the RSS cloud server stuff to support right now is version 12. And that should be supported until April of 2022. When it comes to this kind of stuff, I feel a lot of it is choosing your battles of what you're willing to do. If you're willing to let the code sit with the versions that are running with the idea that at some point it's just going to stop working, then, you know, that's your choice. If it's important to you that the software continues to run, then you have to decide if it's important to support the environment that is moving forward and is an evolving platform. And so, you know, as a developer building, you know, the RSS cloud server right now, there are a lot of things that sort of tie into this conversation that, you know, impacts the RSS cloud server. One, you know, I'm doing everything in my power to maintain backwards compatibility with your original RSS Cloud root OPML editor app. Breakage is impacting me as well, in that it is sometimes difficult to test against that because I am running Catalina, and so I cannot actually run the OPML editor on my Mac. So when I do development, either I'm running it on a extra Windows machine I have at my house, or if I'm not at home, I have a virtual machine running on Azure that I'm running it on, so that at least I can, you know, remote desktop into something and look at the code and make requests against it and say, okay, what's happening? Because there's a lot of undocumented functionality. You can only document so much, but there's even things where it's like, especially with the XML RPC stuff, that I'm not entirely certain what is supposed to be returned. Some of the return values are documented for the REST APIs, not as much for the XML RPC, and so I have to just poke it and see what happens, you know, what happens in different error cases, how are things working, because my goal is to ensure that any software that was written against your RSS cloud server should continue to work when it points at my RSS cloud server. But we even didn't do the best job with that, because when I released the first version of the Node one in 2015, you know, we had even discussed this and decided that XML RPC support at that time wasn't that important. So if anybody had been depending on XML RPC support, when my version came out, that was functionality that has disappeared, that stopped working. So now that I'm sort of rewriting a lot of this code, you know, I'm implementing a lot of the things that you talked about as being sort of weird with the Node system. So a lot of the callbacks have been replaced with the new async await syntax, which is based on top of promises. And, you know, fortunately with Node, they haven't removed anything with callbacks. Everything seems to be backwards compatible. They even have a built-in util library that has promisify and callbackify, so that it's a little bit easier to convert between these two formats. But I'm doing the best I can to make sure that the code base I'm working on now is as future-proof as possible, because I would like it to continue to run into the next, you know, 5-10 years. I mean, I also have to continue to maintain it and improve it and things like that, but, you know, I can't just expect software that I wrote 5 years ago to still be running in another 5 years. And the deprecation of request is certainly something on my mind. A lot of my code is built on top of request, as is tons of stuff, and I don't think request is going to disappear anytime in the near future. They're merely saying it's been deprecated and it's not going to receive more updates and things like this, and they're encouraging people to switch to something else. So I will switch to something else. I haven't decided what that is yet. I'm gonna have to look and see what my options are. I know that the creator of Request seems to have one that he's kind of backing. That I'll have to look into that. But also, you know, one of the things that I'm adding to the RSS Cloud Server is an additional protocol for HTTPS post, because I know that, you know, it sucks with what Google and Mozilla and Electronic Frontier Foundation and everybody are doing to sort of deprecate HTTP on the internet, but I think there was some post on Firefox or on one of Mozilla's sites or something like this that says that based on what their browsing data is, like 80% of sites visited in Firefox now are HTTPS. And so if I want people to continue to use RSS Cloud Server, or I want people to think of it as an option for building new stuff moving forward, it's kind of something I have to support. Because I don't want to leave anybody out to say like, oh, this is really cool, but all my endpoints are HTTPS and there's no way for me to, you know, trigger RSS Cloud to support that. So I want to make sure that that kind of stuff works. And that sort of comes down to my final little piece here is that a lot of this relates to what Stephen Covey had talked about called the circle of concern, is that there's this, you know, the circle of things that you're concerned about, right? That you have an opinion about, and I have an opinion about, but only a subset of that do we have any influence on, and a subset of that do we have any actual control over. Now, you have a lot more influence than I do, and so, you know, you have different strategies for trying to gain support and backwards compatibility with things, but at the end of the day, we still only have control over what we have control over, which is kind of how that tied in with the whole thread of Overcast and podcast titles that, you know, we went through a few weeks ago. At the end of the day, I use Overcast. I wanted to be able to consume your podcasts in Overcast, and, you know, it was within my circle of concern. within my circle of influence, I did not have the ability to actually change the way Overcast worked. I certainly made it, I made a shot at it, you know, posting on Twitter and things like that. At least I found out more about what the edge case was and why it wasn't working. And then ultimately what was in my circle of control was to spin up a little proxy script for myself that pulls in your RSS feed and creates a new RSS feed that has titles so I can subscribe in Overcast and get your podcasts. It would be great if Overcast just supported titleless posts and I could subscribe directly to yours in there, but that's outside of my circle of control, and so I can either just be upset about it and not consume those podcasts in the way that I want to, or I can do something about it. And so I did something about it. And so, you know, hopefully I'll have the RSS cloud server running here soon. It's really exciting to see this sort of evolve and move forward, and I hope there's a lot of new things that we can do with it. And I enjoy listening to your voicemail casts, and hopefully I can have some other things to talk about in the future to do some more of my own. All right, talk to you later, Dave.